Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Multiple reports indicate that Police Commissioner Edward Caban and other top police brass are now part of a federal probe by the IRS and prosecutors. 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOrio with reaction.
The light rain that fell on Fifth Avenue wasn't enough to dampen the enthusiasm for the annual Labor Day parade. The city's elected Democratic officials led the way at the head of the line. That included the governor, the mayor, the public advocate, the Bronx DA, and city council members. The question of the day was the ever-widening federal probe of the NYPD and the mayor's inner circle. Public advocate Jumaane Williams said confidence in city government is eroding, and the mayor has to take action.
You have to restore trust. So there's a lot of options he can choose from. The worst one is doing nothing. And so I need him to do some things right now to help restore trust in government for New Yorkers.
Should the mayor ever resign, the public advocate is next in line to succeed him. But Mayor Adams said he's not going anywhere. Carol DiOrio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at the Labor Day Parade.
On Long Island, a gruesome story out of Huntington. Police say 31-year-old Ronald Schroeder is under arrest. He's the suspect in the death of a 31-year-old, Sakaya Jones. Her body was found stuffed in a suitcase in Huntington Tuesday. She was reported as missing back on August 16th. Schroeder was arrested at Penn Station last night on an outstanding warrant. He's expected to be arraigned today. A pedestrian who was hit outside Carnegie Hall last night is in critical condition. The Daily News reports that dash cam video indicates the 66-year-old man and his wife were crossing mid-block near a light at 7th Avenue and West 56th Street at about 7:45. A cyclist managed to dodge the woman but hit the man. Good Samaritans tried to help the man, and a nurse and the man's wife performed CPR and mouth-to-mouth as the man was bleeding from the head. Eyewitnesses say the man gasped for air after about 3 minutes. Eyewitnesses credited the nurse and the wife with bringing the man back to life. The cyclist remained at the scene. He told the Daily News he couldn't avoid the couple, and he was glad that it was caught on video. A Pakistani nationalist was arrested last night in Canada. Mohammad Shahzeb Khan is accused of trying to enter the U.S. in order to carry out a mass shooting at a Jewish center in Brooklyn on the one-year anniversary of October 7th. The reaction in Brooklyn.
Just before the start of their Shabbat dinners is when many Jewish families in Brooklyn heard this news. Ariel Neumann, a proud Brooklyn mom who's proud of her Jewish faith, says she was heartbroken to hear this, but it's teaching her kids to be strong.
I'm also not going to teach my kids to live in fear, to hide their Judaism. I'm not going to do that. I want them to be proud. I want them to know that, like, this is who they are.
She says her two options are to live in fear or to come out and stand up.
I lead a walk for the hostages, and she said, "Bae, we're out in public. We're on the city sidewalk." So it makes me very uneasy.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Crown Heights.
As Carol DiOrio alluded to, Monday is Labor Day, but today is the 2024 Labor Day Parade and March.
When we fight,
we win!
When we fight,
we win!
When we fight,
we win!
The parade features thousands of workers from more than 200 unions and constituency groups. This year's theme, All Workers, Many Voices, One Fight. Governor Hochul's office has announced that the governor signed 8 pieces of legislation designed to protect the safety and prosperity of workers in New York State. The cyclone is back in business on Coney Island. The Department of Buildings says the cyclone passed inspection and is open to the public. It's been closed for the last 2 weeks. It closed back on August 22nd after the riders became stuck because of a malfunction. Riders were escorted off the ride. The Department of Buildings determined that the ride malfunctioned because of a, quote, crack on the chain sprocket. And the DOB subsequently issued several code violations. From Connecticut, a student in Stamford who was accused of making a threat Friday to, quote, shoot up the school. This threat on Snapchat is now facing charges of threatening and breach of peace. That's according to police in Stamford and reports by News 12 Connecticut. In a Facebook post, police say that the dispatch center was alerted by the FBI about a shooting threat. And police say they identified the student, who was then arrested. No weapon was found inside the school. A search of 2 addresses, according to News 12 Connecticut, where the student had direct access, also yielded no weapons.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.